I see Subtle twice a week.
Doesn't it turn up at the end of the Proclaimer song? If you go, will you send back a letter from America? And don't they set in Garside no more, Subtle no more? Isn't it one of those?
I don't know.
I think it might be Scots. I think you'll find it Scots.
Is it Scotland?
We only go out in London and say what you want about
exactly.
The Scots. Yeah. Chris Difford with us this morning, the world's leading lyricist and millionaire. And had a keen eye on the budget last week to see if it was, you know, applied to songs from the early 80s. And who have you collaborated on with this? Because given that he has worked with them all. Who are you doing it with this?
I've been writing with Gary Clark.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote a song called Cowboys Are My Weakness with him.
Yeah.
With Francis Dunnery.
Oh, yeah.
Who has produced the album, in fact.
Why don't you... I never understand when you've been around the block as long as you have. Why don't you... Because producing albums is like producing a radio show. You know, simply you can throw a brick out the window and anyone can do it. He said, look at the... Morning, Cash. And it's on... Oh, okay. Fade me back up. Thank you very much indeed. And,
It's good to have someone like Frank around, because he brings discipline to it.
Yeah.
And tuning, that sort of thing.
How come you never worked with Todd Rundgren then? He's the... There's a producer.
No, he is.
There's a producer.
I think Squeeze approached him once, but he was too stoned or drunk to sort of call back.
He's worked with him bums, XTC, and he said, no more Brits, that'll
no
do
more
me.
Brits.
No more wacky Brits, that'll do me. And you haven't got a title for the album.
No.
Which we may or may not christen by the end of the show.
I think we were going to call it School Piano.
No, don't do that.
No, okay.
Yeah, that's just sort of that's it. We've known each other a long time. Don't call it School Piano. Call it How Much Better Can It Get? After our chicken in the studio, which nobody knows about.
Is great.
Wait there, Graham, Andy and Steve, if you can bear it, wait there just for a second. I haven't asked you the best and worst album titles. I don't know if you've thought about it, but we are gathering together this morning. But is there something you thought, oh, that was a good title? Can be a song even, but that's a great title.
Well,
top of your head, won't hold you to it.
I think the worst album title was Frank, which was a Squeeze album
title. No, because Frank, you know, Frank, or is it Frank? Frank,
yeah,
you know,
but it meant that everywhere we went around the world that we had to explain what Frank was, and we didn't really know what Frank was.
Well, yeah, it's on the top of a tortoise there.
I think
a computer superimposed it on the top of
it. Yeah, that's a very rare thing, because you just can't buy it now. Which is odd, yeah.
Is that because you sang on some of the tracks?
Probably.
No,
to the bottom of the Thames.
Just a little of this, just, and I'm... Graham, if you could be, we were right with you, but of course your biggest hit, just about, what it called for Cats was yours, so
yeah.
You can't take too much side, because you sang that one too, but this is an absolute iron horse of my radio shows, and there's no noticeable Tilbrook on this at all. It's a huge, huge song.
The first circle comes around, you don't want to leave the side.
What are you saying?
I was straining in my voice to sing.
That's a tremendous voice. If anything, that's better than the big hit you had, Wandering Star. If anything, I think that's a better... No, that's a great, great song. But are you self-conscious when you sing? Because Tilbrook has got some kind of honeyed, poured down like silver voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the whole thing about making this album, for me, it's been really, really hard to come up to the mic, but Francis has really, really helped, and he said, you know, if you're going to... You know, it's really hard to come out of the shadow, so to speak, and start singing your own album. First of all, I had to learn to sing in tune and in time.
Wow, well,
really hard work.
Ringo Starr 62 and he's still having a go.